ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। निगमकल्पातरोर्गलितं फलं सुखमुखदं ऋतदिवसं मुदं विविधभक्तं रसमालयं मुहुरोहारासिकभुवि भावुकः नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नाष्टभियेषु विदेशो नित्यं भगवदसेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। एते चमसाकलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं मृद्यन्ते युगे युगे। So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 10th chapter, text number 65 and 66. So here text number 66 is listed. So I will read text number 65 and then together we can read text number 66.
अथसो शक्तिभिस्वाभि शम्भो प्रदानिकं व्यदात् धर्मज्ञानविरयक्रीरिधि तपो विद्याक्रियादिभि रथं सुतं ध्वजं वाहन् धनुर्वामर्षरादियात् सन्नद्धो रथमस्थाय शरं धनुरुपाददे रथं सुतं ध्वजं वाहन् धनुर्वर्मशराधियात् सन्नद्धो रथमस्थाय शरं धनुरुपाददे।
अथ देर आफ्टर असौ हि लॉर्ड कृष्णा शक्ति बीन बाय हिज पोटेंसीज स्वाभीन पर्सनल शंभो ऑफ लॉर्ड शिवा प्रधानिकं इंग्रेडिएंट्स व्याधात क्रिएटेड धर्मं रिलिजन ज्ञानं नॉलेज विरक्ति रिनाउंसिएशन रिद्धि ओपलेंस तपा ऑस्टेरिटी विद्या एजुकेशन क्रिया एक्टिविटीज आदि भी। By all these and other transcendental opulences, ratham chariot, sutam charioteer, dvajam flag, vahan horses and elephants, dhanu bow, varma shield, Sharadi, arrows and so on. Yat, everything that was required. Sannadha, equipped. Ratham, on the chariot. Asthaya, seated. Sharam, arrow. Dhanu, onto the bow.
Upadade,
joint. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Issa Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Narada Muni continued. Thereafter, Lord Krishna, by His own personal potency, consisting of religion, knowledge, renunciation, opulence, austerity, education, and activities, equipped Lord Shiva with all the necessary paraphernalia, such as a chariot, a charioteer, a flag, horses, elephants, a bow, a shield, and arrows. When Lord Shiva was fully equipped in this way, he sat down on the chariot with his arrows and bow to fight with the demons. Purport. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu. Lord Shiva is the best of the Vaishnavas, the devotees of Lord Krishna. Indeed, he is one of the Mahajanas, the 12 authorities on Vaishnava philosophy. Sayambhu Narada Shambhu Kumara Kapila Manu. Lord Krishna is always prepared to help all the Mahajans and devotees in every respect. Kaunteya Prati Jani Hi Name Bhakta Pranashyati. Although Lord Shiva is very powerful, he lost a battle to the Asuras and therefore he was morose and disappointed. However, because he is one of the chief devotees of the Lord personally equipped him with all the paraphernalia for war. The devotee, therefore, must serve the Lord sincerely. And Krishna, he always, is always in the background to protect him. And if need be, to equip him fully to fight with his enemy. For devotees, they know there is no scarcity of knowledge or material requisites for spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Melitam Minam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Bandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padagamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raganatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastude Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshade Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this chapter, Narada Muni has explained about Prahlada Maharaj, the best amongst exalted devotees of the Lord. And then Narada Muni also told Yudhishthir Maharaj that he also very fortunate because Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always staying with you. So the devotees, they actually very humble all the time. So, and they are always glorifying other devotees. And they will not think that I'm an exalted devotee. So that has been nicely explained by Sanatana Goswami in his book, Brihat Bhagavatamrita. There he is explaining about how he met, how Narada Muni met different devotees. And as a great devotee, Narada Muni, he is always glorifying the devotees. Although he himself is exalted, but he thinks himself very insignificant and is glorifying the devotees. So Narada Muni was glorifying as he went. As we know, he's traveling all over the universe, and one time he was here in Bharatvarsha in India, and he went to Prayag and he saw some saintly persons discussing who is the most exalted devotee. And they were glorifying this personality, that personality, and there was one Brahmana there with his family. And so Narada Muni watched him, how when he came, he took out his diti, his shaligram, and was worshipping him very nicely. And then he glorified that Brahmana. Oh, you're the best of the devotees of the Lord. You're very dear to the Lord. And he immediately said, no, no, I'm not a great devotee of the Lord. I'm very insignificant. I'm not able to do anything for the Lord. It is also mentioned, there's one verse in the Vedic literatures explaining about the nature of the devotee. He's always thinking about the Lord. He's serving the Lord, glorifying the Lord, but still he's thinking, I'm not able to do anything. So that is the nature of a pure devotee, actually. He thinks he's not engaged properly in the service of the Lord, but everybody else is engaged in the service of Krishna, or the Lord. So that Brahmana told Narada Muni, you should go to South India, there's one great king there. So he's worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead very nicely, and everyone in his kingdom is worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead also. Sisi Goni Tai ki, Sisi Krishna Balaram ki, Sisi Radha Shama Sundar ki. So then in this way, so Narada Muni immediately went to that king's palace, and he saw how the king was nicely engaged in serving the deity form of the Lord. And then he glorified him. But that devotee, that king, immediately said, no, no, I'm not the greatest devotee. I'm not very dear to the Lord. And then he referred him to Lord Indra, the king of the heavenly planets. And then that he is the great devotee. So in this way then, he went there and same thing. Indra also said, no, I'm not the greatest devotee. I offended Krishna many times. Lord Brahma is the greatest devotee. And then Lord Brahma, he also, then he went to Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma says, no, I'm not the greatest devotee. I offended Krishna also when he came to Braj. The greatest devotee is Lord Shiva. So then he went there and glorifying Lord Shiva. And of course then also Lord Shiva is most humble. And then he said, no, I'm not the greatest devotee. And referred him actually to Prahlad Maharaj, that he's the greatest of the devotees, and so on. And then Prahlad Maharaj, he glorified Hanuman, Hanuman glorified the Pandavas, and so on. And then the Pandavas, Yudhishthir Maharaj said, no, I'm not the greatest of the devotees. Although he's known also as Harirasya Varya, the greatest of the devotees. So Pralamaraj also glorified Hanuman Nandan as the best of the devotee, most dear to the Lord. And Yudhishthira glorified Uddhav, was a very close friend of Krishna. He was a prime minister in Dwarka. He was a cousin brother of Krishna. And he was thinking at one point that he's the greatest devotee, he's most fortunate. So Krishna sent him to Braj. And there he quickly realized that the greatest devotee is actually the Brijvasis. And amongst them, the gopis. So Narada Muni is explaining to Yudhishthira that you are very fortunate and that the Supreme Lord is always with you and you are able to serve Him also, and He's serving you, such an intimate relationship. And then He's explaining that Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they're engaged in the service of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they're not able to fully and properly glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is even mentioned in other places that Anantashesh, with his thousands of heads and thousands of mouths, is continuously glorifying Krishna, or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swayam Bhagavan, Mulrup, but is not able to fully glorify, to come to the end of the glories of the Lord. And then, so he's explaining to Yudhishthira about Lord Shiva, although he's a great devotee, but he, at one point, he was defeated in battle, so he was not able to conquer the enemies, the asuras, when he was fighting against them. Mayadhanava was there, a very powerful demon, and although Shiva first killed all the soldiers, all the asuras, but he revived them by his power. And then again, a fight was going to take place. And then he became a little morose, a little disappointed. And then so Narada Muni is explaining that at this point, Lord Krishna, so he came to encourage Lord Shiva. So it is explained here, he came with all his potencies. When Krishna is coming, so everything is included in him. He's the source of everything. It is mentioned in 10th canto, when Krishna appears, all the different incarnations, they appear with him. So what to speak of his potencies? And then it is mentioned here, so dharma, jnana, so dharma, religion, knowledge, renunciation, opulence, austerity, and so many other activities, so which are there for the conditioned soul actually to make advancement in spiritual life. So he's equipped with that, he's ready to give this to his devotees so they can advance, so they can realize their spiritual nature and their relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he's explaining that so he equipped Lord Shiva with all the necessary paraphernalia so he could fight and defeat the demons. So he got a chariot and the chariot driver, and usually so at that time, in Vedic time, we can see even the Pandavas also, they had the chariot, and Krishna was Parthasarthi, the chariot driver. Such a humble position is taking, the Supreme Lord is becoming the chariot driver of his devotee. And all the chariots on top, they have a flag. A flag of course, of victory. Jai Pataka. So because everyone wants to win, so everyone has a flag. And so Arjuna also, and he also here, he had this flag and horses and elephants, a bow, a shield and arrows. So he was fully equipped, and then so he got ready to fight. So it is mentioned, he sat down on his chariot with his arrows and bows to fight with the demons. Of course we understand, so that he was first of all preparing himself and concentrating himself, but then usually when you're fighting, you have to stand up and fight. Stand up and fight, not that you're sitting. But they were all following the Vedic principles and the culture, and so it was very sophisticated. And they would invoke the different weapons, as we know, Pashupati. Astra is there, the weapon of Lord Shiva. So they were evoking by chanting mantras. So for that, first of all, you have to sit down. Just like when the devotees are worshipping the Lord. Of course, one is artic, for that they are standing up. And that is for everyone to see the artic of the Lord, for everyone's benefit. But then the devotee, the pujari, is sitting down when the doors are closed after Mangalartik to worship the Lord, which is the most important service. The abhishek, the bathing and dressing of the deities of the Lord. For that purpose, he is sitting down and is doing achman for purification and chanting various mantras so that he is situated on a transcendental platform. And then he's worshipping the Lord, because we can worship the Lord only when we are transcendentally situated. Because Krishna is completely transcendental and you can only approach him when you are transcendental. So similarly, even for fighting, so they used to prepare themselves by chanting various mantras also for purification. And then they were invoking the different weapons, the Shakti. And then they were fighting. Externally, and they were extremely powerful, these great warriors, and so Lord Shiva also. And as we know, so it is explained here in this chapter, so Maya Danava, he made three cities, Pura or Puri, and which were not visible to the ordinary persons, and from that, from these cities, they were then not able to be conquered, but they were attacking the demigods and they were able to defeat them. So he was baffled, but then Krishna, so who is equipped with all these qualities, as mentioned here, is the source of everything, and he bestowed the power to Lord Shiva to conquer this Maya Danava and to destroy these three cities. So therefore is known as Tripurari. Tripur means this three city, Tripura, and Ari means the enemy. So like Krishna is known as Murari, he killed the Mura demon. So Tripurari, Lord Shiva, by the mercy of the Lord, then he was shooting his arrows and he destroyed these three cities and these asuras also. So Lord Shiva has many names, so one of them is Tripurari, or it's, of course, other names are there. And so Srila Prabhupada is explaining the purport, quoting from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the twelfth canto. Vaishnavanam yatha Shambhu. That Shambhu, another name of Shiva, so is the greatest of the Vaishnavas. So as explained just now, in the Brihad Bhagavatam it is explained. So Prahlad Maharaj is known as the best of Vaishnavas. So all these great devotees, they all accept us as the best of the Vaishnavas. So Lord Shiva also. But then ultimately, the Brijabasis, the greatest of the Vaishnavas. So as explained by Sanat Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatam, and even the gopis, so although they are actually the greatest, as Mahaprabhu himself has said, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Taniyastad Dhamma Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Brajavadvariganiya Kalpita. So, Krishna is our Aradhya Dev, Ishta Dev. So, similarly, also we worship his abode, Vrindavan Dham. And then he's explaining that the greatest, actually, worshippers who are doing Upasana, worship of Krishna, these are the gopis, and their love, kalpitaha, that cannot even be properly understood unless you are highly advanced and realized. Then you can understand the love of the gopis, otherwise it is not possible. But we hear about them and we may appreciate the gopis. So Sanatana Goswami Pad is explaining Haridasya Varya, that the best actually amongst the servants of Hari is Govardhan. And then even Radharani is glorifying in the 10th canto. It is mentioned there in the 21st chapter. Hantam Adrir Abala Haridasya Varya Shrimati Radharani herself. She is glorifying Giriraj as the greatest of the devotees of the Lord. So, but generally speaking, anyone who is fully surrendered to Krishna is accepted as the best of the devotees. So Lord Shiva is one of them. And then Srila Prabhupada is quoting again one verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sayambhu Narada Shambhu Kumara Kapilo Manohu. Sayambhu Narad Shambhu. So these are the Mahajans, the great personalities. So Shambhu, again his name is there. Lord Shiva is one of the Mahajans, 12 Mahajans, who are giving this transcendental knowledge. And we are supposed to follow in the footsteps of the Mahajan. Mahajani Yena Gata Sapanta. So we have to follow the footsteps of the Mahajans. It means we have to follow the instructions of these great personalities. So therefore we are studying the Bhagavatam. And Lord Shiva in the 4th canto, so as a beautiful the song by Lord Shiva, he is glorifying the Lord and giving instructions to the Prachetas. That we may also hear wonderful instructions. And so also Lord Shiva, so he's the spiritual master of so many personalities. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Maheshwaram. So he's a spiritual master. There are 4 sampradayas in the Kali Yuga. So Krishna is the Adi Guru. Of course, then Balaram is there. His first expansion is also known as Adi Guru. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is no different from Krishna, Nityananda Ram. So, and we are fortunate to be in the sampradaya in which Mahaprabhu appeared and Nityananda, who are no different from Radha Krishna and Balaram. So he, Krishna himself, Tene Brahma Harida Ya Adi Kavaye. So Adi Kavi, the first poet, the first one who described the wonderful pastimes of the Lord, and even, of course, the process of approaching the Lord, that is Lord Brahma. He was directly instructed by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he's the Adi Guru after Krishna in our sampradaya. And then, of course, so many disciples and sons are there of Lord Brahma. Narada Muni himself, even the 4 Kumaras, and so many others. And then Narada Muni, so he gave this transcendental knowledge to Vyasadeva, who is also an avatar of the Lord. And Vyasadeva, before it was given, by oral reception, this knowledge from spiritual master to disciple. But in Kali Yuga, so for the benefit of the fallen conditioned souls who don't have good memory and spiritual understanding and intelligence, so for them he wrote everything down for our benefit. So then one more sampradaya is the Sri Sampradaya, to Narayan, giving this transcendental knowledge, Narayan expansion of the Lord, giving the transcendental knowledge to Lakshmi Devi, and she gave this knowledge to some great personalities. So on the main acharya there in the recent times is Ramanuja, and in our sampradaya Madhvacharya before Mahaprabhu. And then the 3rd sampradaya, the 4 Kumaras, who are sons of Lord Brahma, but they got this transcendental knowledge from one of the avatars of the Lord, Hansavatar, the swan incarnation. And even Narada Muni is in there also, acting as spiritual master. And there the main acharya is Nimbarkacharya, or Nimbaditya. And then the 4th sampradaya is the Rudra Sampradaya. So Krishna himself gave this transcendental knowledge to Lord Shiva, And he gave to so many personalities this transcendental knowledge. And there the famous Acharya in recent times was Vishnu Swami. So therefore we have to respect also Lord Shiva as one of our spiritual masters. So we may have one Diksha Guru, we may have many Shiksha Gurus. Of course we are following Srila Prabhupada as our main Shiksha Guru in ISKCON, but then the previous Acharyas are there, his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Prabhupada and the previous Acharyas in our Sampradaya. So they are actually the Mahajans we are following, more than even the Mahajans which are mentioned here by Prabhupada from the Bhagavatam, the 12 Mahajans. So we follow them also, whatever they say. But most of them, they will actually give Vaikuntha Bhav. most of them, generally speaking. But of course, Narada Muni is also, although he's known as a Vaikuntha man, but he's also Braj Bhakta. He's given Braj Bhakti also. And is there, his original form is there as a gopi, Naradiya gopi. So similarly, even Shukadeva Goswami is a parrot in Braj. And Lord Shiva, Shambhu, he has many forms. As we know, even in the material world, and the 11 Rudras are there. So many expanded forms of Lord Shiva are there. So very special personality. As even explained in Brahma Samhita. So his own tattva is there. His Vishnu tattva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Krishna's Mool Roop, Adipurush, Parampurush, Swayam Bhagavan. There's only one Swayam Bhagavan, original personality of Godhead, that is Krishna. Everybody else is an expansion of Krishna, or plenary portion of the expansion of Krishna, or partial expansion. Of course, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also addressed as Swayam Bhagavan because he's non different from Krishna, non different from Radha and Krishna. Nobody else is addressed as Swayam Bhagavan. Everybody else is Bhagavan. Ramchandra Bhagavan, Narsingha Bhagavan. But then even the great personalities who are fully dedicated to the Lord, they are addressed as Bhagavan. Even Bhagavan Shiv, it is mentioned in Bhagavatam, he is addressed as Bhagavan. Lord Brahma also, because they are surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Lord Shiva, his original form, of course, is also there in Braj, and is known as Gopishwar. So residing actually in every dham in the material world. He's the protector of the holy dham. Without his mercy, we cannot properly reside in the holy dham. Of course, first of all, we need the mercy of the spiritual master, Sarva Devamaya Guru. And who is the representative of all the demigods. But still we are persons, when we are personal, and we see our spiritual master, but then we have to see the other personalities, the previous Acharyas, and then in Gaur Lila, Swarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda Roy. Without the mercy of Swarup Damodar, you can never approach Mahaprabhu. So that Raghunath Das Goswami has explained, who is the Acharya of the highest platform of love of Godhead. Prayojan Gyan, Prayojan Tatya. He has explained that we should remember Swarup Damodar, Mahaprabhu, and then Swarup Damodar and Rup Goswami. So in Braj, Old Bridge Vasis are there, Yamuna Devi, Govardhan. And again in the Manashiksha by Raghunath Das Goswami is explained, every day we have to remember Govardhan. And we should worship him, or at least Namaste Girirajaya Si Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Dayane. So we should pray to Govardhan so that we can, because he has love for Krishna. Then we can love Krishna by his mercy, the mercy of all the Brijabasis, Maria Yashoda, Nanda Baba, the friends of Krishna, the gopis, Lalita Vishaka, and especially Srimati Radharani. Radhe, Radhe, Shyam Milade. By the mercy of Radharani, we can come close to Krishna, we can serve Krishna. So also Lord Shiva is a protector of the Dham, the protector of the Rasalila, Rasmandal. If you want to dance with Krishna, in one place Prabhupada is writing that is actually our goal to join the dance with Krishna. So if you want to enter the Rasmandal, you need the mercy of Gopishwar. Is there, protecting the Rasmandal, so no unqualified person can enter. Of course, he himself, one time he wanted to enter, as Lord Shiva, he was there, wanted to watch. And then, so then he was asking also Purnamasi Devi. And she said, well, you have to change your form. All right. And then, so she got this form as Gopishwar, as a gopi. But the thing is, Purnamasi didn't give the name. And we have to have a name in the spiritual world. We have a name, actually. So slowly but surely, everything is revealed. First the form, and then the name, and then the service. So the parents' name, where we are staying, the color of the cloth, everything is really revealed. So Mahadev was there, in the name of Shiva. Mahadev, Dev, the God, Maha, the great God. Of course, the greatest God, that is Krishna, Deva Deva. So Shiva, very great personality. So he got the gopi form, but I didn't get the name, the gopi name, and the parents. She didn't tell the parents' names. So the gopi saw this gopi there, doing the lila there, Ras Lila, and then they saw there's one gopi there, but something is not right there. And then I went to the gopi. What is your name? My name? And he couldn't answer anything. What are your parents' name? Where are you from? Where are you staying? He couldn't say anything. And then they slapped him. They slapped the gopi. The gopi slapped Gopishwar. Shiva is in the form of a gopi. And then Krishna came and he said, well, this is a special gopi. It's actually Lord Shiva. We wanted to also take part here. And so then he, of course, and then he continued the Ras Leeland. And Krishna told him, you stay there and you protect the Ras Mandal, the place where we have the Ras Leela. So no unqualified person can really enter the Ras Mandal. And even the holy Dham, Vrindavan Dham, or any Dham. So you need the mercy of Lord Shiva to enter the Dham. And now we come to Vrindavan. Many persons are coming to Vrindavan, but they're not really entering Vrindavan. Maybe they are thinking, oh, we are in Vrindavan. But if you have the material consciousness, if you don't have the blessing of Guru, first of all, and then Lord Shiva, the bridge buses, you're not entering in Braj. You're not in Vrindavan, you're on the surface of Vrindavan. So that is explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. There's a covering of the holy Dham. So most of the people, most probably most of the sadhakas also in the beginning, they are on the Dham. So, but then we have to try to enter the Dham and stay in the Dham. So that it's possible by mercy of first Sri Guru, the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, the previous acharyas, and then Lord Shiva, we need his mercy. Then we can have love. So, for the Supreme Lord, Srimad Gopishwaram Vande Shankara Koranamayam Sarva Klesha Haram Devam Vrindaranya Ratipradam. So we have respect to Gopeshwar. That is from one of the previous acharyas books, Bhakti Ratnakar Banarahari Thakur, one of the associates of the Lord, who revealed many places in Braj. So we have obeisances to Gopeshwar. Simad Gopishwaram Vande Shankara Karunamayam. So it's the mercy incarnation of Akshi Mahadev, and giving the mercy of Mahadev, or even of course Shiva, Lord Shiva is worshipping Krishna, respecting Krishna, but mostly Shankarshan or Balaram, who is Mool Shankarshan. But he's worshipping everyone actually, Lord Shiva. But specifically it's mentioned even in Bhagavatam, he's worshipping Shankarshan. But then he's respecting Mahaprabhu also. He has love for Mahaprabhu. So one time, he got just one morsel of Mahaprasad, remnants of Mahaprasad, of Mahaprabhu, and he took that. And he was so much in ecstasy. And that is explained every day, we chant Shiva Sukha Narada Adi. So when the artic is going on for Mahaprabhu in the evening, in Shiva Sangam, we do it, now is change of time, the last, in the winter, 6:30, summer actually, 7 o'clock from tonight, Gauratik is at 7. So we're actually in Nitya Leela, it is around 8:30, the artic is going on. But we have to do early because we cannot stay up so late. So we have to sleep a little early, so we can get up early. But the great associates of the Lord, they're dancing till midnight, or with Mahaprabhu and chanting, 1 o'clock, and then they take a little rest and get up again at 3:30. But we cannot do. So therefore the acharyas have done the artic a little bit before, so we can take enough rest and get up and attend the Mangalartik. So he's also a mercy incarnation of the Lord. Sarva klesha haram devam. So sarva klesha, all difficulties he can destroy. Vrindaranya rati pradam. Vrindaranya rati pradam. He's given rati, love, for Vrindavan dham. And first we have to have some love for Guru. And the previous acharyas, the associates of the love, the associates of the Lord. And then we can approach Krishna. Then we can have some love for Krishna. Without dham seva, no nam seva. When we worship the deities also, first you have to respect the holy dham, Navadvip dham and Vrindavan dham, and offer prayer. And then we can worship Mahaprabhu or Krishna. Similarly, that is Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Prabhupada has said, bina dham seva, without dham, remembering the dham, you cannot chant the Maha Mantra. Krishna nama non different. So you have to remember Guru, the associates of the Lord, Vrindavan dham, and then you can properly chant Hare Krishna and remember Krishna, Krishna's associates and Krishna's pastimes. So the Sanatana Goswami, who is, of course, he can give everything, Krishna Prem, but he's known as the Acharya to give Sambandha Gyan, which is the beginning stage of spiritual understanding, that we have to understand our Samband, our relationship with the Absolute Truth, Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and we are the eternal servants of the Lord. We are not this body, but somehow we came in this material world and we should get out. So he's giving this Sambandha Gyan. So therefore he has given, of course, Brihat Bhagavatamrita, but then he has given the essence, and that is Braj Bhakti. So then we follow the process of devotional service, Abhideya Gyan, under the guidance of the spiritual master, especially Rupa Goswami, therefore we are known as Rupanuga Vaishnavas. So then it is possible to advance. So Sanatana Goswami has mentioned in the Hari Bhakti Vilas that this day, Shivratri, which is today, which is known as the appearance day of Lord Shiva, and also some say that the marriage of Parvati and Shiva was on this day, which may be there, so that the Vaishnavas, they should follow Shivratri, Vrat. And amongst the Vaishnavas, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, usually is the tradition, and therefore Prabhupada, he mentioned in the Vaishnav calendar that today is Shivratri. So at least we should remember him and glorify him. But some others, and so many in India who are following the Vedic culture, so they will actually fast on Shivratri, or they will just take a Karashi Prasad. So Sanatana Goswami Padi has explained that we should, and of course Prabhupada, so He just mentioned that about Shivratri, but he didn't give specific instructions, because of course we understand. So Prabhupada, first of all, he has to give the basic knowledge to his disciples, and so they can advance more and more. And then after, so it may be possible to... of course, Prabhupada, he gave everything in his books. But then he has explained also, anyone who wants to know about Bhagavan, bhakti, and bhakta, the devotee of the Lord, must read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So, and he has explained, we should read the Goswami's books. First of all, we have to read Prabhupada's books and the purports and try to understand them and follow them. And then under the guidance of the advanced devotee, we may hear about these other literatures of the Goswamis for enriching our knowledge and our understanding, so we can properly approach the Lord and come to the highest stage of pure devotional service. So Sanatana Goswami, wherever he was staying in Braj, he was staying next to a Shiva temple. When he was here in Vrindavan, first he stayed next to Gopeshwar temple. So that was a little far from Madan Mohan temple, his Ishtadev there. And therefore when he was old, one time he was thinking, it's difficult for me to take darshan of Gopeshwar every day. Every day we're taking darshan of Gopeshwar, and he's one of our acharyas. So then Lord Shiva, he manifested another form, Bankan Mahadev, which is very, very much nearer to Madan Mohan temple. So he didn't have to walk so much. And when he was at Govardhan, he stayed there next to the Shiva temple, Chakleshwar Mahadev, next to Manasi Ganga. And there were many mosquitoes there. But one time he was staying there and he was thinking, I'm leaving this place, too many mosquitoes. You know, so great devotees, sometimes they also are feeling something. They are absorbed, but still, if there are so many mosquitoes, we know, then it's difficult to chant. They are buzzing, zzz, and then they are biting you, sucking your blood. Then it's difficult to be absorbed in chanting the holy names, especially for us. But even Sanatana Goswami, he was thinking, no, I cannot stay here, too many mosquitoes. Then Lord Shiva came there as a Brahmana. Of course, he's a topmost Brahmana, Vaishnava. He told him, please stay here, I'm very happy that you are here. So these great personalities, they have this transcendental exchange. Then he said, okay. And he said, I will make sure that no more mosquitoes are bothering you. And he's one of the demigods, so he just told the demigod in charge of the insects, don't disturb Sanatana Goswami. And even up to this day, there are not so many mosquitoes there. And when he went to Kamyavan, is there Kameshwar Mahadev is there. So he stayed there. So in all the directions in Braj, in the four directions, at least there is one Mahadev. Rangeshwar Mahadev, Bhuteshwar Mahadev, so in Mathura. So wherever you go, of course there are more than that. So many Shiva temples there are there. And even you can go to Mayapur, there also Vrida Shiva is there, Godrum Dvip, and also there in Simanta Dvip there, or Godrum Dvip, Harihar is there, Mahadev is there. So and Rudra Dvip, there also Rudra is there, Shiva is there. And you go to Puri, before Puri also, Bhuvaneshwar is there, Lord Shiva is there. So we need the blessing of Lord Shiva so that we can actually enter and stay in the holy dham, and we can, so he can actually remove our anattas and destroy especially also our false ego, which is giving actually difficulty to the sadhaka. So therefore on this day, so we should take shelter of him and glorify him, and we may go to Gopeshwar Mahadev temple and offer pranam there, or any temple nearby, but at least we should remember him and glorifying him. So of course, there's so much more to say, but we don't have much time, because most devotees, they want to take breakfast. But there's one, Shivashtakam, which I would just like, I think I will just say the English, because we don't have so much time, but beautiful, 8 verses glorifying Lord Shiva. And it is actually mentioned in the Murari Gupta's Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya about the glorifying Mahaprabhu there. Of course, in his book, Murari Gupta, very dear associate of Mahaprabhu. And then, so it is mentioned there actually that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he was reciting the Shivashtakam. As he was going also towards Puri, he took darshan there of Lord Shiva in Bhuvaneshwar, famous temple there. And all the Oriya devotees who are worshipping Jagannath, Lingaraj, they will go and they have all taken darshan also there. I also went there, but I just offer pranam from outside because they don't let the Westerners inside. But no problem, no problem. Because here in Braj we can see Lord Shiva and we can remember him. And there are also Shivalingas are there, Narma from the Narmada River. You can the stones from there you can worship as Lord Shiva, and Rudraksha is there. Of course we worship Krishna, but we may offer respect to Lord Shiva and get his blessings, so we can have love for Vrindavan and for Krishna, so he can help us to destroy our anattas, which are so many. So there, in the first verse, he's saying, I repeatedly offer my obeisances unto you, Lord Shiva, the controller of the primeval, of the main demigods. So he's known as the most important of the demigods. Of course, Lord Brahma is also important, but more important is actually Lord Shiva. Because mostly Lord Brahma is a jiva. The most qualified jiva becomes Lord Brahma. But then Lord Shiva is the special tattva. He's not a jiva, but he's also not Vishnu tattva. He's Shiva tattva in between. But he's superior to the jivas and is almost as good as the Supreme Lord. So I offer obeisance unto you, the original father of the created being. So in the Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma is also explaining about Lord Shiva, and through Lord Shiva and Durga Devi, so this material world is also manifested and living entities are manifested. Of course, original father of all is Krishna, is the origin of everything. But even through this material world we come through Vishnu, or we may also say Lord Shiva. And of course then we take birth through a normal father in this world, human being. But the original father is Krishna. And that we should understand. Your character is gracious. Your head is also decorated with the half moon. So that is there on Lord Shiva's head. So it's decorated with the, not even half moon, the quarter of a moon is there. And the heavenly Ganges River. Has also actually taking shelter of your lotus head, and then it is coming from your lotus head. And you are a festival for the eyes of the fair-complexioned goddess. Gauri is eternal, so his associate. So Parvati Devi, her name is Gauri also. I offer my obeisances unto you, who are dressed in garments resembling molten gold, the moon, blue lotus, coral and dark rain clouds. So he has a dress of different colors. Sometimes he's wearing a deer skin, that is mentioned also. Unto you who bestow the most desirable boons on your devotees by means of your delightful dancing. So he's known as Ashutosh. He's very easily pleased, but he gets also easily angry. But Yes, so if you are devotee and if you are praying to him to so that we may have pure love for Krishna, so then we may also be granted that by the combined mercy of Guru and Shiva and other great personalities. You are the master of even the impersonalists. Even the impersonalists, there are many times, and many demons, they are actually worshipping Lord Shiva to get some material boons so they can live happily in this material world. And he is also giving that. And unto you whose flag bears the image of the bull. His bull is Nandi, famous bull is there of Lord Shiva. And also it is well known that that Lord Shiva is residing in Braj eternally as the hill, Nandishwar, the hill there in Nandagaon, where Krishna is residing with his transcendental brother Balaram and his parents, Nanda Baba and Yashoda. So he's always serving Radha Krishna, Krishna Balaram and Radha Krishna also, of course. And one very famous stotram, Radha Krishna, Radha Kripa Kataksa Stotram, glorifying Srimati Radharani, which every Brijbasi who is worshipping Radha Krishna know. And all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they also knowing. Moninda Vinda Vandite Triloka Shokahanini Prasanda Vakta Pankajeni Kunjabu Vilasini Prajendra Banu Nandini Prajendra Sunu Sangate Kataka Rishasi Amam Kripaka Taksha Bhajanam. I'm aspiring for the mercy of the sidelong glance of the of Srimati Radharani because she is the greatest devotee, and therefore all the Munindravinda, the greatest munis, they are offering respect to Srimati Radharani, so including Lord Shiva. So, yes, Makeshari, Kriyeshari, Sadeshari, Sureshari, Triveda Badarishari, Pramana Shashaneshari, Rameshari, Kshameshari, Pramoda Kananeshari, Brajeshari, Brajari Pesi, Radhike Namastute, offering respect to Srimati Radharani. So he was speaking this Radha Kripa Kataksha Stotram to Parvati Devi. And then it is mentioned in one of the Vedic literatures for our benefit. Because ultimately we need the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Then we can properly worship Krishna. So therefore he is truly so also one of our Shiksha Gurus. And we need his mercy also. Oh, I offer my obeisances unto you who dispel darkness with your three eyes. It is mentioned he has three eyes, two as we have and one in the middle. The moon, the sun and the fire are representatives of that. Unto you who create auspiciousness for all the living entities of the universe. Unto you whose potency easily defeats that of thousands of moons and suns. So the pure devotee, they are giving this transcendent knowledge. So they are more powerful than the sun and the moon. More effulgent. I offer my obeisances unto you whose form is brilliantly illuminated by the jewels of Ananta, the king of snakes. So sometimes we can see the Ananta Shesh as the hoods over his over Lord Shiva also. Unto you are clothed by a tiger skin and thus radiate divine effulgence. Unto you sit upon a thousand petal lotus, unto you whose two arms are adorned by lustrous bangles. I offer my obeisances unto you who bring happiness to your servitors, as you pour on them the liquid nectar from your two reddish lotus feet, which ring with charming ankle bells. Obeisances unto you who are adorned with an abundance of gems, please endow me with pure love for Lord Hari. And then, so it is mentioned here that he is glorifying always Krishna and Govinda. O Sri Ram, O Govinda, O Mukunda, O Shauri, O Sri Krishna, O Narayan. So he is always glorifying the Supreme Lord. And even Gauranga, Ha Gauranga, Ha Gauranga, is also exclaiming many times. You are the monarch of intoxicated bee-like devotees who are maddened by drinking the nectar of these names of the Lord and other holy names. And you destroy all grief. I offer my obeisances Again and again unto you is forever inquired and confidentially by Sri Narada and other sages. So even Narada Muni and other sages, they're inquiring from Lord Shiva regarding transcendental subject matters. Unto you who also grant favors to them very easily. Unto you who bestow the happiness of Hari Bhakti. Unto you who create auspiciousness. So the name Shiva means auspiciousness also. So he's giving the greatest auspiciousness, that is bhakti for Krishna or for Mahaprabhu, who are the guru of everyone. Sarva Gurave Namo Namaha. So he's the guru of all the intelligent persons. I offer my obeisance unto you, who are the festival of auspiciousness for the eyes of Goddess Gauri. Unto you, who are the monarch of her life breath. Unto you, who are capable of bestowing transcendental ras. Unto you, who are expert in forever singing songs of the pastimes of Lord Govinda with great longing. A person, so the false truth is there, the result of reciting this or hearing this. A person filled with loving feelings, who hears with rapt attention this wonderful eightfold prayer to Lord Shiva, can quickly gain Sri Hari Prem, Krishna Prem, as well as transcendental knowledge, Jnana, and then the realization of that knowledge, Vijnana, and unprecedented powers. Hare Krishna. So it is 9:15, so we should stop here. Lord Shiva ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Radha Shama Sundar ki, Hare Krishna. Yeah.